Today's share in the Dear Shumish Debrua Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new Siman, Shin Pei Gimel, which Be'ezus Hashem we're going to finish. It only has one Sif, and we'll start Shin Pei Dalet. So Shin Pei Gimel is dealing with the halacha of Kishe'ein Ha'eino Yehudi Beveso, Eino Ma'akev. If a non-Jewish person has a house in your courtyard, so as we've already been previously talking about, as long as there are more than two Jews living there, you have to go and purchase the rights from him in order to be able to make an Erev Chatzeres over there. So in this situation, we're dealing with a non-Jewish person who has ownership in that area, but he's not living over there. He's not in his house for that Shabbos. And we discussed some of these dinim previously in Siman Shin Ayin Aleph, as the Ramah will tell us. So the Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. Eino Yehudi Hador im Shnei Yisraelim. We're dealing here with our classical case where a non-Jewish person would potentially ruin the ability to carry of the Jewish people unless you purchase the rights from him. So we're dealing here with at least two Jewish people living in this courtyard with the one non-Jewish person. As the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Siv Katan Aleph B'Chatzarecha, they're all living in one courtyard, so there are three houses over here at least, two Jewish houses and one non-Jewish person living there, and the Ein HaYehudi Beveso, but the non-Jewish person is not there for Shabbos. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Beis, the non-Jewish person, Shaholach Kodem HaShabbos, he left before Shabbos started, who, V'chol B'nei Veso, he, not only himself, but all of his household, if any of his household members are over there, so then they would ruin it as well. And they go, Le'ir Acheres, the Mishnah Berurah points out specifically, they go to another city. Now, Dirshu footnote number one reminds us over here, V'dayto Leo Shom Kol Hayom, we're talking here that the non-Jewish person is expecting to be there the entire Shabbos. However, Im Rogil HaNochri Lachzor B'Oso Yom, so if the non-Jewish person is going to travel back and forth, so the other city is an hour away by car, it's no big deal, he comes back and forth, so then we brought down already in Siman Shinayin Aleph that the Taz says that would be Osir according to everybody. You'd have to go and purchase the rights from him in that situation. However, in the Shona Halachos, he brings down from the Chazon Ish, with a non-Jewish person, even if his intention is to return, it's still, as long as he's gone away, it is considered that he doesn't ruin it. As long as he isn't back, and he's in the other city. He has an arichas over here as well, and the rest of this footnote, ayin shom. Dirshu footnote number two brings down that if any of the children had stayed in the house of the non-Jewish person, harehem osrim v'tzorich l'skormehen. So then, they would ruin it as well. It's not only the owner over here that ruins it, but it's also his family members that would ruin it, and you'd have to go purchase the rights from him, or else you can't carry in that courtyard. So the basic thing is, if the non-Jewish person is not in the house, or none of his children are in the house, he doesn't ruin it for them that Shabbos. Ramah says, Ayin El in Siman Shinayin Aleph, which we've already discussed, has a lot of these halachos, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Katan Gimel, Rotsu Lomar, what the Ramah is alluding to over here is, the Sham over there in Shin Ayin Aleph, Nizbar L'dei Arishon, according to the first opinion over there, the Davko Kishaholach L'makom Rachok Yosem Yom Echad. It's only in a situation where the non-Jewish person has traveled to a place that's more than a day's travel away. In that situation, she evshar lo lovo b'Shabbos, it's impossible for him to come back, so then he doesn't ruin it. According to the second opinion over there in Shinayin Aleph, Ulodeo Shnia, afilu b'soch mahalach yom eino osir, as long as it's away, he's in another city, or some say even someplace else, so then he doesn't ruin it for the Jewish people as long as he's not back in this chotzer. Dirshu footnote number three brings down that we explained over there, according to this, l'shita zu davkim holach liracheres eino osir. According to the second opinion, he has to at least have gone to another city, that even though he's within a day's travel. But if he just went right nearby, he has another house in the next courtyard, and he stays over there, he would ruin it. And this is the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well, l'halocha. And this seems to be the implication from the words of the Mishnah Berurah as well, that he writes, Shaholach li'ir acheres, he specifically went to another city as opposed to another courtyard. However, he points out that the Shulchan Aruch back in Shin Ayin Aleph brought down the first opinion over here, that it has to be at least a day's travel away, as a Stam opinion, and the Dei Ashniya was an opinion of Yesh Omrim, and therefore it seems that the Mechaber Paskin Kishito HaMachmira, like the first more stringent opinion, and the Ramah over there said the opinion is like the second more lenient opinion, the Das of the Mekilim. So Mechaber continues and he says, in this situation where the non-Jewish person doesn't ruin it for you, of course, the Arvu of Yumutarim, they have to make an Erev Chatzeros, there are Jewish people in that courtyard, if they make an Erev Chatzeros, they're allowed to carry, the non-Jewish person doesn't ruin it for them. However, even in this situation where he wouldn't ruin it for them, Baha Eino Yehudi b'Shabbos, he comes back on Shabbos. He has no restrictions on travel. He can take a car. He can take any other means of transportation and come back there on Shabbos. So in this situation, Baha Eino Yehudi b'Shabbos, Osir, he would, in fact, ruin it for everybody else. And the Ha'erev Batel, and the Erev Chatzeres that they made, which worked until now, no longer works. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, the law of Marina, we don't say, the Kivan Shehuter Tchilas HaShabbos, Hutel L'Chol HaShabbos. We don't say the rule that we apply in other situations, that since the Erev was good at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains good all the rest of Shabbos. And this is true, even if he traveled very, very far away, and he came back, obviously he left before Shabbos started, because it's more than a day's trip away. So he went away on Wednesday to a different place, far away. Then he obviously decided to change his mind. He came back on Thursday or Friday, and he arrives here now on Shabbos. So even though he was more than a day's distance away, nevertheless, his return ruins it for everybody over here. Kivan Shabbat, Achakak b'Shabbos. Bottom line is, he comes back on Shabbos. Therefore, Igloi Milsa L'Mafreya, we retroactively see the Yotzei Mishom B'chol, that he obviously left on a weekday to return. U'b'chnisas HaShabbos U'b'soch Mahalach Yom. And therefore, at the start of Shabbos, since he obviously came back on Shabbos, at the start of Shabbos, he's within a day's travel away. And he was obviously capable of coming on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't apply this rule that it was good at the beginning of Shabbos, because in retrospect, we see it really wasn't good at the beginning of Shabbos, although we didn't know it at the time. Because at the time of the Ben HaShmashos, he in fact was on his way back, and therefore he ruins it. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, im hanachwi nimtza b'mokum rachok v'yochol agiyah b'soch yom echod rak aide matos u'mechones, if he's far enough away that he can't walk back, but he could come back by plane or by a car or some other activity, so then in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shinayin Aleph, we discussed the machlokas of the poskim over there. Is that considered like he's within a distance of one day's mahalach, or is that considered not? The issue footnote number 5 brings down, Ulagabi Yisrael Shalach Lishbos B'chatzer Acheres, if this had been a Jewish person who didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeres, and he went to go and live in another Chatzer, and then he changes mind and he comes back on Shabbos, so then in Simon Shin Ayin Aleph, we paskin, he doesn't ruin it for them. And we do apply in that situation the principle, Shabbos Shehutra Hutra. Once Shabbos started and was good, it is good. So how can we apply it in that situation by the Jewish person who left, but we don't apply it in the case of the non-Jewish person who left? So the Chilik over there, the Mishnah Berurah said, in Sivkot and Ches, Shabbos Yisrael Omrim Shemitchilo Hisiach Daitu Milachzor. By the Yid, he had totally given up his intention to come back. Why? Because Shabbos is Yom Menucha, and his Menucha over here was now going to be in that place. Umestama, therefore, the default position is Ein Daitu Lako Mimokum Shvisoso. He's going to stay in that other place. And if something comes up and he changes his mind, that doesn't ruin it. It's called Ruach HaCharis HaSilo. Something happened. Ulekach Omrim Shabbos Shehutra Hutra. As opposed to the Nochri, bottom line is Hochiach Sofu Atchiloso. He came back. And he doesn't have a day of rest over here. So therefore, his intention, Mustama, at the beginning was that he intends to come back. There's no Hesech Hadas, so to say. And even if he claims otherwise, Halacha L'maisa, we don't say in this situation, Shabbos Shehutra Hutra. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey, therefore the Erev Chatzeres that they made is now Batel. Wrote to Lomar, Kimosha Kosav Achar Kach, that the Mechaber is telling us over here, as he's going to explain momentarily, Da'afilu im yiskru mina akum, even if they now go and rent on Shabbos from the akum, which is allowed to be done, as we'll see. Nevertheless, in this situation, that even though they rented it now from the akum, there is no Erev Chatzeres. Lo yuchol l'taltel, they can't go and carry anymore based upon the original Erev Chatzeres, cause man shelo yivat lo rishus echel havera. What they can do is one person can be mivat lo rishus to the other person. Now the other person at least will be able to carry from his house into the courtyard because he's the only yid that's considered over there, and the guy's share or rights have been purchased, and therefore in this situation only one of them would be able to carry. And mishum de ha'erev nisbatel, take if bevoha akum lebesu, because the original Erev Chatzeres is now null and void, so they don't have an Erev Chatzeres, and therefore the only way they could carry from their house into the courtyard is if one is mevatel as rishus to the other, as we've learned previously as well. And that's what the Mechaber tells us right now. The Erev is batel, however, umihu, yicholim liskor mimenu b'Shabbos, what they can do in this situation, because they don't have an Erev Chatzeres anymore, and they're not allowed to carry from their house into the courtyard because the guy ruins it for them, so therefore in this situation they can rent, acquire the rights from the guy on Shabbos. It's not considered Mekach or Memchah, as we'll explain. Let's say there are two Jews over here, Reuven and Shimon, and this guy, Chris. So you have over here, Chris is rights, he came back now on Shabbos, so he ruins their Erev Chatzeres. They purchased the rights from Chris on Shabbos, they're allowed to do this. And now, you have Reuven and Shimon without an Erev Chatzeres, albeit there is no guy that's ma'akev them. So Reuven is mevatel as rishus to Shimon. And now Shimon is considered the sole owner over there, and therefore he can carry from his house into the courtyard. And therefore, yevatel echad l'chavero v'yehayochid mutter. So in this scenario, where Reuven is mevatel to Shimon, so Shimon's allowed to carry. Like Kol Shekein, and certainly in Meisav Vikachov Mishabbos, if this non-Jewish person were to die in Shabbos, Shiavatel Echad L'Chaveru via Yochid Mutar. If they now the non-Jewish person came back, so there is no Erev Chatzeros over here, and now the non-Jewish person passes away, so now you just have the two Yidden over here, albeit without an Erev Chatzeros, so one can be Mevatel to the other. That's the full Mechaber over here. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot and Vavani, explains that they can go and rent on Shabbos from this non-Jewish person. And the Ein Zedoma LeMekach UMemkach. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sifkot and Vav that this isn't considered a sale. This isn't considered business on Shabbos, which is awesome in the Rabbanim. Mishum de Ein Ze El Mishum Heker LaHatil Toto. Because this isn't a real transaction over here. This is just to make it recognizable that they should be allowed to carry. Because Midaraisa, they're allowed to carry. They don't have to purchase any rights over here. So this is really a demonstration that they're allowed to carry over here by purchasing these rights on Shabbos. So it's not a real purchase, and therefore they're allowed to do this. The issue footnote number 8 brings down Avulim Lo Yisru Menu Lo Yoel. If they don't rent from him, if they don't acquire the rights from him, then it won't help that they had an Erev Chatzeres over here. V'afapi shimkulam yivatlu es rishusum li echad yishar osu echad ki yochid adorim nochri shein tzorach schiris. What you can't do over here is not acquire the rights from the guy and say, listen, we have Reuven and Shimon over here, and the guy, Reuven will be mevatel to Shimon. Even if there are other people there, you can have multiple people who all be mevatel to Shimon. So now Shimon is halachically the only dweller in that area, one Jew dwelling with one guy, so technically the guy doesn't ruin it. So you might have thought that that would be good, but that's not allowed. And this is based upon what we learned previously, Tosus and Erevin, where he brings down, so if the guy doesn't wish to go and rent out his rights, we don't allow you to go and everybody be mevatel to one person. Because in this scenario, while technically it would now be one Jew and one guy, and it wouldn't require the rental from the guy, you would be in this situation being mevatel Torres Erev. Because you'd never be able to make an Erev of him because the guy is not letting you. And therefore, you'll never over here have a remembrance of the din of Erev. And the rabbis didn't want this. But if the guy is going to allow you to rent from him, so then you will have the din of Erev, and therefore you won't have this concept of bot lo toras Erev. So we don't allow you over here to all be mavato to one person when there is a guy present. Why is it not called Mekach Memkar? So the issue footnote number 9 explains a little bit further than what I did in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, Haschiris me'anachu eino schiris vadois. It's not a real schiris over here. Ela kebitul rishus v'heker b'yalma. It's just a nullification of his rights over there, and we do this to demonstrate that this is allowed. He brings down to the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkot Yutes. He brings down the Lashon of Toso, shekosu she'eino elo kematana lahatir atiltul. It's like a present to allow you to carry over here, and therefore it is allowed. It's not Mekach Memkar. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot and Zayin. So if his Mavato, Reuven, his Mavato, the Shus to Shimon, and they purchase the rights from Chris, the non-Jewish person, so then Shimon is allowed to go carry from his house into the courtyard. Wrote Zalom, right? Mishnah Berurah explains, Ho'isha bitulo ho'rishus. The person who the Rishus was Mevatel to him. In my scenario, Reuven was Mevatel his rights to Shimon, so Shimon's allowed to carry from his house into the courtyard. As opposed to Masha'en Kain of Mevatel, but Reuven cannot carry from his house into the courtyard. Unless, in Moshe Chaza, Hashenu Bita L'Rishon does Mutter. Kanal B'Siv Simon Shin Pei Aleph. As we've already learned previously, they're allowed to change off. So right now, Reuven is Mevatel to Shimon. Shimon can take his stuff out from his house into the courtyard. And then a few minutes later, Shimon can say, now I'm Mevatel my Rishus to you. And now Reuven can take his stuff out from his house into the courtyard. As long as the person who has the rishus being mevatel to him, he's allowed to go and carry from his house into the courtyard and vice versa. The other person, the mevatel, is not allowed to do so at that point in time. Sivkot and Ches, we said the same thing applies if the non-Jewish person came back, so he ruins it, but if he dies, so then the bittul concept works there as well. They made an Erev Chatzeros before Shabbos started. Because it was a non-Jewish person who was an owner, but he wasn't present. And now the non-Jewish person comes back. He comes back on Shabbos, but then he Nebuchadnezzar passes away. In this situation, the Bittul of Reuven to Shimon works here as well from a Kavu Chomer. Why? In a situation where you need Schirus, the Bittul works. Even on Shabbos, the Koshek and Bittul, and certainly, if you only have bittul, that should work as well on Shabbos too. Then likewise, the halacha is im lo ervu klal mibod yom. This would apply even if they didn't make an Erev Chatzeres at all, because Chris did not want to sell his rights. So Reuven and Shimon said, okay, so we won't carry the Shabbos over here. They didn't make an Erev Chatzeres. Then Chris dies on Shabbos. So now Reuven can be mevatel zushus to Shimon, and it will work there as well. The mevatel echad lechaver v'shari. As we pointed out, this is allowable. This is when they did not acquire the rights from the Akum. If they acquired the rights from the Akum, even though he was planning to go away. V'gam Ervu, and they made an Erev Chatzeros. And then Umeisa Akum B'Shabbos, and the Akum dies on Shabbos. So Av Sheish Lo Yarshim, even though the Akum has children, and technically there is a different Akum now in that place, Lo Nizbatol Erev. In this situation, the Erev is still good. The Erev Chatzeros that they made before Shabbos is still good. Ashadayin Lo Sochum in Ayosh, even though they did not acquire anything from the children of this Akum. Why? The Kivin Shehut L'Tchilas HaShabbos, because in this situation, there was a valid Shabbos at the beginning, Eruv Chatzeros present, Hutter L'Chol HaShabbos. So therefore, it works in this situation for all of Shabbos. The issue footnote number 11 brings down that we must be talking about over here in a situation where he died on Shabbos and it was a Schiras Stam. So it was for a non-specified period of time. In this situation where he dies on Shabbos, they don't have to be a Socher from the Yarshim. If it had been a time-specified situation, for example, they rented it from Chris for 10 weeks and he died after 5 weeks, then they certainly don't have to be renting it from the Yorshim for the entire period of the specified time. If Chris were to die, if, let's say, 5 weeks or the 10 weeks, so then in this situation, the entire Schiras is good for the entire 10 weeks. In a situation where they just rented from in Stam, so then if he dies on Shabbos, then they don't have to go and rent from the Yorshim that Shabbos. For future Shabbosim, they would, of course, have to. With this, we conclude Simin Shin Pei Gimel, and now we have, B'ezus Hashem, the start of Shin Pei Dalet, dealing with Eino Yehudi Ach Sinoi Im Akev. If you have a non-Jewish guest over here, does he ruin it for you? Do you have to purchase the rights from him, or else he ruins the Erev Chatzeres for you, and you wouldn't be allowed to carry it from your houses into the courtyard? So the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Eino Yehudi Hanichnas L'Shem Ach Sinois. You have a non-Jewish person over here who enters as a guest into this Chatzer. The Mishmur explains in Sif Kotn Aleph, wrote Shalomar, Shalo Nichnas L'Shem L'Kbo. So he's not going to become a dweller in the courtyard over here. He's going here and just going to be here for a short period of time. Now, if he's doing this, if he's coming in here without permission, the Mishnah Berurah explains, what does it mean, without permission? Lav davka, it doesn't mean that they specifically said, no, you can't stay here. It means, Ella wrote Shaloma, Shalo Nichnas Birishos. He didn't get the rights to come in here, albeit nobody told them you cannot come in over here, as the footnote in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Aleph, tells us, Sharei Afilu Nichnas Stama, even if he comes in just Stam, Kozman Shalo Shal, he didn't ask for rights to be here, Osoch, or rent the rights from somebody over here, and they wouldn't have the right to throw him out, even in all of these situations, Eino Osu, he wouldn't ruin it over here, as we're going to learn in the Mechaber over here, Im Nichnas Shalo Birishus, Eino Osu Liolam. He doesn't ruin it for the people of the courtyard because he's not here, so to say, legally. He's not here with permission. He didn't rent it from somebody or borrow it from somebody, and albeit nobody kicked him out and said, you can't be here, even if he's here Stam by default, he doesn't ruin it for everybody. However, Im Nichnas Birishus, if he did come in with permission, the Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Gimel, wrote to Lomar, Shehishilo, he borrowed the place over here, Oeskiro Ched Demiuchot, or he just rented out one specific room over here, Lis Aspin Shom, to go and stay over here just for Shabbos. So, because of Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes in regards to the Akum Sheish Lo Chov Al Abayis, if the Akum has a lien on the house, V'nichlas Shelo Birishus, and he comes in there without permission, Be'ad Chov, in order to collect his lien or to collect his obligation that's owed to him, Mikre Birishus, that is called that he entered Birishus, and in this situation, V'oser, he would in fact ruin it for all the people. Shaar HaTzion Os Gimel brings down, Hainu, Dib Nichnas Lodu Bikvius, Biad Chovo, Osu Miyad. If he's coming in and saying, well, this house is now mine, you owe me $100,000, so I'm taking over this apartment over here, so then he would ruin it for everybody immediately. Then he's not called a guest, then he's called an owner. But he's saying, I'm going to stay here until you pay me back my money, so that's called Toli Bisman Shloshim. Then, if he's going to be here for a 30-day period of time, so then he is going to ruin it for everybody else. But if he's going to be there for less than that period of time, he wouldn't ruin it for them. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here. That's called that he has permission to be of Oser. However, V'yesh Mekilim is there. He brings down in Shaar HaTzion Os Dalet from the Nar Sholem and the Atzei Amugim that they are Makel and say he wouldn't ruin it in this situation. Mechaber continues and writes, Im hu ragil lavo osu miyad. If he's on a regular basis coming over here, the Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkot and Dalet. Hainu shu ragil lavo tomi l'sasbin shom. He comes here on a regular basis to just stay over for a little bit. This is now called a permanent coming. Then you have to go and definitely purchase from him the rights. However, v'meino ragil, if he doesn't come regularly, then he just comes occasionally over here. Eino osir ad liachar shloshim yom. Then that's the 30-day period that we just mentioned from the Shaar HaTzion. So then it would only ruin it if he stays here for more than 30 days. The Mishnah explains in Sivkarn Hey, the ads man there until 30 days, Choshev Kel Reach, he's considered like a guest over here, Vieno Oser, and he doesn't ruin it for them. As we have learned, Ukmo Le'el Besov Simon Shinayin. And he says, look over there as well, Vayin Sham, Mashik Asati, Bir Halacha, there's an Arichas over there in the Bir Halacha as well. Dirshu footnote number 2 brings down, Bafilum Yesh L'Nochri Ched Bifnei Atzmo Shepasuach L'Chotzer, even if the Nochri has an opening into the Chotzer. Ulabalabayis Ain Tisas Yad Bechedizer, and the owner over here doesn't have rights into that cheder. Vegam eino mishutov imo klab tashmishov, and he doesn't have any right to put anything over there. Nevertheless, the Chazinish writes, sheino oser. In this situation, the guy still doesn't ruin it. Umut lohotzi mechotzer lebeso, and you'll be allowed to carry it from your house into the courtyard. And likewise, zechene manochri dor bechotzer b'fnei atzma, even if the nochri is living over there by himself. Harinasa orech l'vnei hamovui, he's considered a guest to the people in the movui. Umut lohotzi mibayis Israel in the movui, and they'd be allowed to carry from the houses out into the movui. This is in a situation like we described over here, Bimnes Aschen. That concludes today's share.